Days from 6 to 8 p.m. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Monday program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. What a wonderful weekend it was. Beautiful. All right, right out of the gate, let's go ahead and see what's happening in the world of the bizarre. Well, I'm going to begin with when the president, well, when the imposter was overseas, there were some things that took place that are out in the news now, but I'm going to go ahead and encapsulate a few things here. Now, while he was at the COP26, this is out of Reuters, Mr. Biden seemed to have fallen a little ill at the ease of this COP26 summit in Glasgow. One thing he did prior to that meeting with the Pope is he had an incident. And he pooped his pants. And so in Europe now, they're calling him Poopy Pants Biden. Here in the U.S., they cover up everything that is negative about this president. They cover up the spells that he has where he can't think, where he can't read the teleprompter, and in Europe, where he is with the Pope. God will not be mocked. You can't mock God. And these things that take place with the people in these positions of power and authority, they hate God, they want to mock God, but God will mock them. So Mr. Biden meeting with the apostate Pope Francis, he loses control, and he's in the bathroom, and it was about an hour and almost a half time there in the Vatican, and finally he was able to leave. And Donald Trump was with the Pope for 30 minutes, and I believe that Obama was with him for 45 minutes, but Joe Biden was there for about an hour and a half. Also, he's in Glasgow, and he's with the Camilla, President Charles's wife, Camilla Parker Bowles, and there was an awkward moment. And in that moment, she stated that she heard Biden break wind during a polite small talk on the sidelines of the summit. And her quote was this: "It was a long and loud. It was impossible to ignore." And she has not stopped talking about it from that point to this point. With his own natural gas emissions being loud enough to make the Duchess of Cornwall blush, during the reception at the Kelvin Grove Art Gallery earlier in the week, the president met the Duchess, who was accompanied by Prince Charles, the Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. But just a couple of hours into his disconcerting moment, Biden appeared to be nodding off just a little bit later during the opening remarks of the COP26. So prior to that, he falls asleep. Then he is passing gas. And with the Pope, he loses control. Now, one comment was that on a tweet, it's the most intelligent thing to ever come out of Biden. Only hope this depends, his depends, have extra strength anti-odor pants or pads in them. Another proud day for America. So to begin with, we start the week with what's really happening. Now, also, it just came out this week, over the weekend, and I'm going to be coming with a few more news article items, and this is out of many of these articles. Some of them are out of the November 8th, whatdoesitmean.com, and I'm going to get to this in a second. FBI confirms Biden took showers with and molested his naked young daughter. Now, this has been coming out for the last year in 2019 during the end of the election campaign that this report came out initially. So we're going to get to that. But before we do, talking about people being molested, this is out of RT.com. This comes out of Europe. The head of Germany's Federal Police Office, the BKA, his name is Bild M. Sonntag, the newspaper, is there were many cases with child sexual abuse imagery reported between January to July this year, as recorded all across 2020. So just from the beginning of the year to July, there were more reports of sexual imagery or porn on the internet than in all of 2020. This is a big item. This is a big news item. Something that we shouldn't ignore because it's going to go right into the White House. 1360 AM Radio.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website,
1360KHNC.com. Click the shop.
As we continue here, so this is out of Germany. The number of reports that we receive about such crimes is up. Child porn on the internet. And the number of investigations, they're increasing. BKA President Holger Munk told the paper, adding that the significant increase will increasingly bring the police to their resource limits. They registered 18,761 cases last year. It was a 53% increase from 2019. He also noted that the BKA would likely be needed to provide more intensive support to police across Germany's 16 states in order to combat the growing incidence of child sex abuse images, child porn. Monk's comments came as reports emerged about a Catholic priest from the northwestern city of Osnabrück being investigated over alleged child sex abuse crime image crimes. Alleged. I hate that word, alleged. No, it happened. It's not alleged. The guy is guilty, and he'll be found guilty in a court of law, which he will never ever end up in a court of law. The Catholic Church will never allow that. The German government will not allow it. The German government has too great a stake in the Catholic Church. This corrupt Catholic Church, there are two sides to the Catholic Church. There is a godly side, and there is that side of evil. And that side of evil, God is exposing. It will be exposed. And what man's laws will not do to these criminals in the Catholic Church, these pedophiles, the nuns that are prostitutes, the nuns that have gotten pregnant and aborted their children. Catholics, you got to wake up. Christians, you got to wake up. You have the unholy see. Then you have the Holy See, a very few number of holy sees, but a majority of unholy sees. The Vatican seat under Pope Francis is vacant. And in Germany, France, England, America, the Catholic Church, let thousands and thousands and thousands of war criminals after World War II and Hitler's SS allow them to go free and allow them to be scattered like pollen all over the world. There was no justice, but there is going to be justice. This time around, there will be justice. And it won't come from the laws of man. It's going to have to come from the sovereign hand of God Almighty. One of the ways I can prove that is all of a sudden, these things are being exposed. They're no longer hidden. They're in the spotlight for everybody to see. This pope, or this priest, along with all the... He's not a Catholic priest. There's nothing religious about this man. The man is worshiping, and is worshiping the devil. A diocese spokesperson told the local media that the priest had been relieved of his duties with immediate effect. He shouldn't have been relieved of his duties. They should have done to him what they did to Ceaușescu and his wife for all their evil in Romania. These type of men are going to get theirs, but don't expect the laws of man, don't expect the German government, the Catholic Church, Interpol, don't expect anything is going to happen. It's a false hope. German police in May shut down what they described as one of the world's biggest child pornography dark net platforms. On the dark net, the dark web, it's where all this stuff takes place. There were 400,000 users at the time that it was taken offline. That's just on that one site. Now, I read about this earlier in the year, back in May. There was a article that came out of the foreign media. Most severe sexual abuse, German police bust darknet child porn platform, boasting of 400,000 users worldwide. Two suspects, 40-year-old man from Paderborn and a 49-year-old man from Munich, arrested during police raids mid-April. Another suspect, 58-year-old man, northern Germany, arrested in Paraguay. Why Paraguay? Because of the German connection between Germany and South America. Paraguay, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay. There's a whole German, another nation down there in South America. And nothing wrong with, I don't point the finger at the German people in general. I don't blanket the German people with this, what I'm saying. In every country, you have the wicked and you have the good. With every race, you have the wicked, you have the good. Germany, you have the wicked, you have the good people of Germany. You have the perpetrators and the abused. Excuse me. In America, pardon me, the evil, and then the good people. In England, the good and the bad. You have these wicked people, and the Bible says there are the wicked, the evil, and then you have the righteous. So, sorry, I'm getting over a little 2-week-long little ordeal here. We're going to make it. Now, with that, I'm going to go ahead. You've got the main gist of what I'm saying. Now let's talk about DARPA. Why is DARPA? This is out of an article 2 years ago. October 2029. Why is DARPA reviving psychedelics research for the U.S. military in the shadow of MKUltra? This is out of shroomstocks.ca. In the wake of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, the mental health crisis among U.S. military veterans remains unrelenting, despite the best efforts of healthcare researchers and providers to confront the scale and scope of the problem. When you go to war, man was not made to kill each other. There will be psychological consequences. Whether they join the military as patriots to be patriotic to the country, once a person pulls a trigger and kills somebody, that will leave a scar on the soul, according to the Bible, that is hard to erase. Killing eventually drives people mad. Whether you do it in the name of the country that you live in, it's not just in the United States. This happens to war people in war in combat in England, in France, in Germany, in the Middle East, in China, unless, like in China, it would be a little different because they believe in reincarnation. So to kill somebody, no problem. But here in the Christian West, with the thought that man is created after the image of God, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit of different thinking. And in the West, where we believe that, for the most part, Judeo-Christian thinking is that there is an eternity. There is an eternity with God and an eternity without God, an eternity in torment. That's the thinking in the Christian West. And you're going to wonder, why am I bringing this matter of DARPA? Why is this important? Clockwork Orange, that was a story about MKUltra in England. The Bourne Identity series, MKUltra in the military, special ops. MKUltra being used in universities across this country. MKUltra, the principles of MKUltra being used in families, generational families, especially in Germany. This is the epidemic of child porn, and they're just talking about child porn. They're not discussing the matter of child SRA ritual in Germany, and they're not talking about the child sacrifices of German children that have taken place in Germany for hundreds of years, and in France, and in Italy, and in England, and in all the European nations, and in the Central European nations, and in the East European nations. They don't talk about generational MKUltra. Where do you think MKUltra got its techniques? From studying generational patterns in families throughout Europe, black nobility, out in the leaders of Europe, the families of Europe, going back hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, going all the way back to before Egypt. The techniques. King David, he talked about how they can use these techniques in MKUltra to split the personality. You take one personality, it splits into two. You continue to split personalities to 4, to 8, to 16. Yes, as many as 16 personalities, even more probably. King David in the Psalms stated, Lord, these wicked people, they want to tear my soul. And what he was implying is, he understood how through torture and affliction, they can split the soul and tear the soul in pieces. You take a piece of paper, and you rip it in half. Then each half you rip in half, and each quarter you rip in half again. David understood the principle. It's in the Bible. These people use, they've been doing this for thousands of years, and God documents it in his Bible through his servant David. DARPA, going back to the article, and the legacy of MKUltra between 1953-1964, covert research program headed by the CIA experimented with mind-altering hallucinogens, and they took place in Boulder, and they took place in Berkeley, California, Stanford, at Yale, at Harvard, and who old? Probably CSU, and to some degree, University of Northern Colorado. We just beat you. Well, we'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio, The Talk. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, my name is Anita McAllister. I'm a Northern Colorado-based Medicare specialist. Right now is annual enrollment, which goes until December 7th. And what I like to do is help people walk through the maze of Medicare. It is confusing. You can reach me at 970-515-6882, and my email is anita@anitamcallister.com. Hi, my name is Anita McAllister. I'm a Northern Colorado-based Medicare specialist. Right now is annual enrollment, which goes until December 7th. And what I like to do is help people walk through the maze of Medicare. It is confusing. You can reach me at 970-515-6882, and my email is anita@anitamcallister.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, you. Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
Country that what happens in Germany doesn't happen here. We're very fortunate that this generational type of abuse sexually and SRA, child abuse and sacrifice doesn't happen here in the United States. So I'm glad I live in the United States. Now we'll go to the national file. I wanted to just present to you MK Ultra here in America. Before I move on to, I'm glad that there's no SRA, sexual abuse, and generational abuse in families here in the United States. I want to just continue with this DARPA quickly. This program, MK Ultra, experimenting with mind-altering hallucinogens. These tests lack any semblance of scientific merit or clinical framework involving dosing subjects with large quantities of LSD, inducing unconsciousness for months at a time, and multiple electroshock therapy sessions. This is how you tear the soul apart. This is how you split the soul in two, into four, into eight pieces. Then what you do, with each piece of the soul, you put a demon in that part of the soul to do something specific. Now, the DARPA and the government mind control programs have actually talked about how they have perfected the technique of putting demons in their subjects. They talk about demons and how they put demons, a lying spirit, a demon that's a lying spirit, a demon that is a sexual, a sexual pervert, and a demon that can create homosexuality or lesbianism, or a spirit that is an assassin, all these different things. This is government documented. This isn't something you can go look. Don't go to Google. Go to start page, DuckDuckGo, and you can hunt it down. Now, these tests were done at roughly 16 different universities in the United States of America. Okay, now, I laid that ground, that foundation for this. Out of the nationalfile.com, this is something that has been hidden by the major news networks and papers, media. Quote, full release of a young girl by the name of Ashley Blazer Biden, a 39-year-old daughter of Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden. This was out of 2019, just before the election. Full release. Ashley Biden diary reveals sex child or child sex trauma, drug abuse, resentment for Joe, a whistleblower. The diary was started while the author was in a drug rehabilitation facility in Florida and details her romantic interests. Crumbling marriage, struggling with drug and sex addiction, and family life as her father began to run for president. The author believes she was sexually molested as a child and shared, quote, probably not appropriate showers with her father, the present imposter, Joe Biden. The months of entries detailing the author's struggle with drug abuse and entries that detailed the author's crumbling marriage with multiple affairs. The entry showing the family's fears of a potential scandal due to her brother's new home and those that show a deep resentment for her father due to his money, his control, and emotional manipulation. That was out of National File, October 28th, 2020, a year ago. Now, another one. This is about the same time. The diary of Ashley Blazer Biden, the 39-year-old daughter of Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, dating from during the 2020 presidential campaign. According to our source, the diary details Ashley Biden's unhealthy relationship with sex and the probably not appropriate showers she shared as a young girl with her father, Joe Biden. I've had one of my hardest days. My sex drive is out of control, effing control. Like, literally, I am in heat, wrote the author. She was in rehab when she was writing this in her diary. The diary was obtained, and we'll find out who obtained it in just a second. I know it's not the healthiest way to deal with things, but at least it's better than drugs, she wrote, adding that she thought she needed sex to feel good. The author then explored why she felt this need to have sex, saying she believes she was molested as a child. Was I molested? I think so. I can't remember specifics, but I do remember trauma, wrote the author, before listing a series of potential incidents, one of which may have included Ashley Biden's cousin, Carolyn Biden. As the author says, she remembers being, quote, somewhat sexualized alongside a person named Caroline. Continuing, the author then wrote that she remembers showers with my dad that were probably not appropriate. The National File obtained this document from a whistleblower who was concerned the media organization that employed him would not publish the potentially critical history or story in the final 10 days before the 2020 presidential election. Ashley Biden, admitting the diary is hers, they went ahead and did the investigation to make sure that this was authentic, to make sure that it wasn't a supposed Republican hit, which it was not. This was this young girl's, she's 40 years old now, almost 41. This was her account of what she remembers as a child. Now, one thing about these people in the Bourne identity with MK Ultra programming, he had amnesia. He couldn't remember what happened to him. But eventually, it started to come back. With many of these SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse survivors, and others who have been generationally abused through torture techniques, electroshock, drugs, deprived of sleep for days on end, they sometimes forget. They get just an amnesia that is brought on by the trauma. They don't want to remember the pain, the suffering, the hopelessness. 1360 AM Radio, Rick Rodriguez.
With the holidays upon us, consider giving the gift of high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank. High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef in either bulk packages or holiday box sets, direct from us, the ranchers. This holiday season, give the gift of beef at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his cave.
Right, and we'll go ahead and continue with this story. And this is such a big story that the main news is making sure they're finding other articles or news to keep this out of the front page. For a president's daughter 30, 40 years old to come out and make these kind of, well, she didn't actually make these statements to anyone. These were in her diary. And this whistleblower explained that the media organization that he worked for, they chose not to release the documents after receiving pressure from a competing media organization. Would that be an organization that is being controlled by the White House? The diary surfaced after Hunter Biden, the son of Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, had been exposed as having underage obsessions. Now, you remember Hunter? Hunter was caught with photos on his laptop that he left somewhere, accidentally took it in to get repaired, didn't come back to get it. These people that have been abused, their mind is scattered. They're trying to hold their lives together. They don't remember detail. And then on top of that, Ashley, she's addicted to drugs. Why? To help her with pain. Hunter is addicted to drugs. Why? Well, here you have a brother and a half sister, or Ashley's half brother, Hunter. He has the same addictions that she has. He's a sexual pervert. She is like an animal in heat. She is fighting drug addiction. He's fighting drug addiction. And there's a pattern between the two of them. This is in the paper. This is not speculation on my part. This is evidence that is in the news. This is evidence that has been hidden and is being... there's a campaign right now to stop any of this from getting out. But it's so real. This is so real that here's what happened over the weekend. This is out of the New York Times. The New York Department, to see. Authorities carried out a court-ordered search at a New York apartment of the Project Veritas founder 2 days after searching. That doesn't make sense. Federal authorities on Saturday searched the home of James O'Keefe, the founder of the conservative group Project Veritas. According to witnesses, the people briefed on the matter a day after Mr. O'Keefe acknowledged that the group was under investigation by the Justice Department in connection with a diary reported to have been stolen from Ashley Biden, President Biden's daughter. The FBI carried out a court-ordered search on Mr. O'Keefe's apartment in Mamaroneck, New York, early on Saturday morning. After searching the homes of two associates of Mr. O'Keefe on Thursday. So, this is not a Inquirer movie, a paper article or news. This is legitimate, so legitimate that they invade Mr. O'Keefe's apartment 2 days ago. Mr. O'Keefe did not respond to a request for comment, but in a video statement on Friday, he said that his group had recently received a grand jury subpoena and acknowledged that that Project Veritas had been involved in discussions with sources last year about the diary. They asked for James let's see here. I don't want to read everything. In this video on Friday, O'Keefe offered a lengthy defense of his group's handling of the diary, saying that he and his colleagues had been operating as ethical journalists and they had turned the diary over to law enforcement authorities last year and has sought to return it to the lawyer for Miss Biden. So they already knew that they did not have the diary because he had turned the diary over to law enforcement authorities last year and had sought to return it to the lawyer for Miss Biden. So what are they fishing for? Anything new? Oh, Shower Joe is making sure that nothing more comes out. And probably old Shower Joe doesn't know anything about it. It's the people that are handling him that are making sure, and they want to know what else O'Keefe might have, because this is going to be a story. Now listen, in America, this is not a story. In America, the people of this country are so doped up by the power of the lying media that they don't believe anything. They're skeptical about anything that they read. But I'm telling you, in Russia, intelligence officials in Russia, in France, England, in the Ukraine, in Norway, in Sweden, all the European countries, all the Central European countries, all the Eastern European countries, in China, in Africa, in South America, in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, the whole world, the North Pole, the South Pole, on the Moon, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, all the way to Pluto. Everyone knows about this story in those positions of power, but the American people don't know because it's being hidden. That's what they do. 1360 Agency.com Podcast.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
There's a little log cabin nestled in the Colorado Rockies, cozy, secluded, and it's just for pets. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort.
No bipeds allowed.
Happy Tails, I mean Trails. Pet Spa and Resort is all the comforts of home with the luxury of a spa and resort. The 35 services available, from basic boarding to bed buddies and belly rubs to massage therapy. Beware, though, this kind of treatment may change your dog's personality. When you end up bringing him the Sunday paper to read, don't say we didn't warn you.
Oh, you just need a warm-up, Spike?
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort is the gold standard for pet lodging and boarding. Ultra clean and safe and upscale. With individual suites, with TV, webcam, private backyard, even patio homes. And 24-hour on-site care. A first for Northern Colorado. Call right now for a complimentary day of boarding plus a free shampoo. 663-PAWS. 663-PAWS. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Off I-25 and Crossroads just north of Centerra.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, well, we're going to finish out the program now. Mr. O'Keefe said that Project Veritas gave the diary to law enforcement and attempted to return it to the lawyer representing Mrs. Biden, Miss Biden, who he said refused to authenticate it. Mr. O'Keefe portrayed The investigation is politically motivated, questioning why the Justice Department under Ms. Biden's father was pursuing the case. Of course, Daddy must make sure that the world doesn't find out that he was taking inappropriate showers with his daughter when she was little. She was probably, I saw the photo, she was probably 10 years old. It's what they do. Now, in America, we don't know about this, but I'm telling you, all of these leaders of the world, they are absolutely, totally shocked at what is going on in this country. They know this is true. They know what's happening. But what they're really shocked about is, how is it that all of this information is coming out? Well, I'll tell them what they should do. They should go to the Bible, to the book of Luke, and they should read what the Lord, one of the passages that Christ stated, that nothing will be hidden. There's a time where everything will be brought out in the open for everybody to see. What is done in secret will be made manifest. They need to read that. Now, here's the thing. Many of these people in these positions in governments, prime ministers, governors of provinces and states, and presidents of these other nations, they also are, many of them are guilty, especially the European leaders. Macron, was he an MK subject? How about Boris Johnson? Was he an MK subject when he was young? And through the techniques, he becomes compliant and he's able to take orders, like Macron, whose wife is, what, 16 years older or 20 years older? Or what about Trudeau, son of Castro in Canada? What about Justin Castro Trudeau? What about this man? Is he part of that either MK Ultra? Well, definitely MK Ultra techniques, but what about the generational programs that have come through the centuries, through all the families from Rome in Italy, all through these thousands of years, going back to King David, and even before that? Everything is being brought out into the open. Nothing is going to be hidden. And now we have an imposter, and the dirt, not the dirt, this poor girl, this girl, she, I don't know how many personalities she has. I don't know what she has suffered. But the only thing for her is she needs to be delivered. It's a spiritual thing. These demons, they have to be like Christ. If Christ were here, he'd go visit her, and he would bind these spirits, and he would kick them out. He would tell them to leave, don't come back. This is what this girl needs. This is what Hunter Biden needs. What many people in this society need. They need somebody in the... they need somebody like to exercise the spirit. 1360KHNC.com podcast section, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. See you tomorrow. We'll see what's on the agenda. Have a good night. Watch the news.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.